It is Sunday best, but on a Monday. Sunday was New Year's Day, and we did decide to have at least a mini day of rest, although football did not. There were games, obviously, on Sunday. Chelsea dropping points and Tottenham Hotspur being beaten by Aston Villa, which further contextualises Liverpool's excellent result at Villa Park on Boxing Night. In addition to that, there was Jurgen Klopp's embargoed press conference, where the most interesting thing he said was overlooked. Instead, it was covered with all the stuff around the transfers. However, that stuff is interesting as well, and we'll get into that in a second or two. And we've got to look forward to the game against Brentford. My God, too much to do on this Monday best. It is a good job I am joined by Ian, Sam and Mike Bankhall and Harriet Pryor, for they are going to have to do all of the heavy lifting on this one. We will start off looking back, Mike, at the games, Tottenham versus Aston Villa and Nottingham Forest versus Chelsea. I think it showed that if those two teams are this season, if they do become our business, something's gone badly wrong. I'm well aware of the fact that Liverpool lost at Nottingham Forest, but that felt like an aberration at the time. I'm stunned. Let's do Tottenham first, actually. I'm stunned how deeply uninspiring Tottenham Hotspur Football Club is as an institution.
Yeah, I think they're a really weird club, and they have been this entire season. Like, even when they went on that big, long run they went on at the start of the season, where it was their best ever start to a season or something ridiculous, they looked entirely unconvincing. It was a winning streak that felt like it was going to end at some point, and end quite abruptly, and that's what's happened. I think Tottenham have struggled because they haven't played well all season, and now we're kind of seeing that reflects in their results. And it's really weird because I think Conte should take a lot of blame for this. I mean, he constantly speaks about, you know, not being backed in the market and all of these things, but I think the players he has at his disposal are more than good enough to be performing a lot better than they're currently showing. I mean, Aston Villa at times outplayed them yesterday. You really outplayed them. Looked really, really comfortable for Villa. Villa created some of the better chances. The goal Villa scored, the Luiz goal, was really well worth goal. And I just think they deserved that win. It wasn't a smash and grab 2-0 win. It was a well-deserved away 2-0 win. So the Spurs just really, their position at the moment for me is a false position. And it's weird saying after 19 games, but they don't deserve to be there on the balance of how well they've played this season. And I think what we're going to see in the next few weeks and months is them kind of regress to a position that reflects more of how they've been performing. And I think, you know, the likes of us and United will be the ones kind of scrapping out, Newcastle as well, will be the ones scrapping out for that kind of like top four finish. So, yeah, I remain unconvinced by Tottenham. And it's weird because players like Son have underperformed in quite remarkable ways this season. I do think Kulusevski's been one that they've missed a lot, because he's probably like their most creative forward, and he's been missing for a lot of the season.